They did have a little bit of good news, the Sixers, in the sense that Moses Enriquez will play. It looked like he picked up a bit of a calf issue in that preliminary final, or whatever you want to call it. Steve O'Keefe looks like he's going to play as well.
But he's still not. Like, he doesn't look like he's going to be anywhere near fit.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
This is the whole Mitch Marsh thing we've talked to Matt before. Yeah. Mitch Marsh won't bowl. He's going to be hampered in the field and with the batting as well.
But they have lost Silk. So that would mean that.
And Phillippe?
Yeah, he's not playing either. So there's. And then Hughes is the other one that had that ankle issue when he tripped on the rope. So that's three of their most important top six in the batting. So, yes.
So do you think he'll play?
We'll ask the coach himself.
Well, let's get Shippy on. He's with us, Greg Shipper, the coach of the Sixers. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you with us on Grand Final Day. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Is Steve Smith going to play?
unfortunately, no.
What?
Yeah, that would be my exclamation as well.
But, who do I need to talk to, Shippy? This is good for the game. It's good for you guys. It's good for cricket, this result, if we can play.
Well, absolutely. I agree 100%. So it's quite befuddling. We've gone well, and we've come up empty all of those occasions. I guess administrators making a decision on technical issues where the in a season that's required flexibility and the players have delivered it, we're not getting it in return. So it's very, very frustrating.
So from a whiteboard messaging perspective, Shippy, is it the old us against them that they're trying to do everything they can to stop us? This is our moment. We can find a way here. Oh, we've lost him.
Where's he gone?
I'm not sure where he's gone. Coondog, see if you can get him back on. We've lost
phone issues.
Yeah, a bit of a breakup happening there in that first answer. I was a bit slightly concerned, but we've lost him down the line there somewhere, which is a bit of a setback because he doesn't seem happy about the situation, Whitey.
No, frustrated is the word that he's used. I'm sure he could use some more stronger language if required. So they've gone through that process, as I said, three times in a row because of a variety of different reasons, and each time they've said no. And I think keeping that sort of, I guess, consistent messaging the whole way through. Once they made that decision the first time, I don't think they were ever going to change it.
Oh, I reckon there's always time. Nothing's ever final. There's always time. Doing the right thing is never the wrong thing, Adam. It's a Ted Lasso special.
Right, okay.
Doing the right thing is never the wrong thing. And the right thing is for Steve Smith to play in this game. Full stop, I reckon. I'm all for rules. I know there's rules. But as Shippy just said there, there's been unbelievable adaptation for the players to get to all the venues, to play different time slots, to make up different teams, to play for different teams, for goodness sake. This has been a season and a series like no other.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he should have been able to play because of what you've just said with all the changes along the way. I understand that he wasn't on the list. He wasn't on the list because Australia meant to be playing one day internationals through the final series. I mean, that shouldn't have been the case anyway. We shouldn't have had a scenario where that was the case. He's back.
He's back with us, is he?
Yep.
Shippy, you there?
Yeah, it could be these buildings in Dockland. they're everywhere.
Well, at least you know the city pretty well. You're pretty good at this Victoria thing. You know what you're doing here.
I do. Yes.
Are you going to go the us against them mentality tonight? Is that part of the whiteboard speech?
Oh, well, I guess we've been very brave all season. And we're walking loose at the moment. We came down here to a hub in Melbourne and then got flown around the country four times in 8 days. So it's no surprise that we have some walking wounded, but we'll fight on. And I guess that's what our team has shown over three seasons or so now, is that there's a lot of fight, a lot of cricket intellect, and they're very proud of their team. So whoever takes the field for us today will leap through and give their best account.
So from a theming point of view, Shippy, I'm sure you've probably used it a couple of times now about that us against their mentality, or you know, against adversity and all these sorts of things. I guess there's two parts. You can only go to the well so many times, I guess, with that speech, but also you're coming up against another team that's also had their own issues.
All teams have their issues. They've waited the journey. The Scorchers in fabulous form all season, coming off a 6-day break. So maybe we hope that they're a bit rust off that sort of preparation. But indeed, their bowling attack looks pretty strong, and they've got a formidable batting lineup as well. At our best, you know, we've had some great competitive experiences against them. So, you know, we hope to rise to. And as per our last game, it only takes, in particular, two players to really stand up and have a day out, and you can win. So Kerr and Abbott did that for us last game, and we've got others that can provide that impetus in competition. So we're looking forward to it.
Who pulled the Hayden Kerr lever? Who was the one that came up with the idea of putting him at the top?
Oh, I would say it was our strategic team behind the bench. So no credit to one. We've got, you know, a lot of cricket intellect, you know, on the playing front and with our support staff. And so it was a great collective decision to put him up there. And he grabbed his opportunity with both hands, didn't he?
He did.
Unbelievable.
He was amazing. We were just talking before, Shippy, about who might play. And it looks like Moses will be okay, and maybe even O'Keefe will be okay. Would Dan Hughes be a chance as well, or is he out?
Oh, he's a definite 50-50, so he's doing everything with our super physio to get right. I'm sure he'll be needled up as they do and before the game, but he's going to have to show that he can get up and down the wickets and around the ground. You know, his batting skills will take care of themselves, but his mobility, there's certainly a great want for him to play as one of our support captains. He's desperate to play.
Will this be one of your most satisfying trophies, should you be able to win it tonight, considering your unbelievable record in cricket across the nation in different formats? This would have to be up there, wouldn't it?
I guess, given the circumstances, it would have to be. You know, last season, COVID season one, was a 7 out of 10 for satisfaction. And in terms of satisfaction and enjoyment from players and coaching staff, this is about a 1 out of 10. So that's how bad it's been. But yeah, so I guess if we're able to pull it off tonight, it would be truly remarkable.
There'd be some cause for celebration, I would have thought. It's been a remarkable journey to this point. Great drama in the semi-final, the challenger the other night, and yeah, I'm sure there'll be plenty of it tonight. Should be really appreciate your time. Good luck getting that phone service in the Docklands, and we'll be watching with great interest tonight.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for your support.
Craig Shepherd, the coach of the Sydney Sixers.
There, whoever wins tonight is going to have an amazing story to tell.
Well, I think that there's none more than the Sixers. Like, Sixers, it's out of this world what's happened to them.
Mm.
And the fact that they're still alive is quite remarkable. And none, a lot to do with that man we just spoke to in the leadership and how he manages that group, full stop. He's a genius, a cricketing genius when it comes to that stuff. So good luck to Shivi tonight. Good luck to the Scorchers as well. It's going to be good fun